Say hello to kind of a regular now, Captain Eddie Williams from the Salvation Army. And I want to say hello to Randy Savaglio, who is the advisory board chairman for the Salvation Army. Thank you, gents, for being in today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's a cold morning. I can't believe you got up. I would have rolled over and said, oh, Don, I forgot about it. Oh, really? Can we do it back in May?
Couldn't do that.
Well, thank you for coming in again. Last time we spoke to you, Captain Williams, we were just starting the kickoff of the Red Kettle campaign.
Right.
And now you are more than halfway through.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going good. We're in our final stretch, about a week and a half to go. We have fallen upon the time of the season where we're short on volunteers. And so we're looking for families, individuals, church groups, clubs, anybody who's willing to come out to support the mission and the work of the Salvation Army, to spend a few hours ringing the bell and collecting donations to support programs that help resource the community year round.
Let's talk about some of those programs.
Yeah. So we have a client choice food pantry where we serve about 60 families each week. As of right now, we've served about 2,200 families, which equates to about 5,300 individuals. And that equates to about 103,000 pounds of food, which is it's a huge undertaking, but we have an excellent staff that works tirelessly to support the needs of the community. We have our Healthy Kids Diner, where we cook hot meals and serve them to the youth in our community at three of the Racine Police Department's cop houses. And that program is funded in part by the Racine Community Foundation. We have weekend food sacks. Every Friday, we drop off about 500 food sacks to about 17 schools in RUSD, and that supports the students' nutritional needs during the weekend. And then we also provide housing assistance to help individuals who are on the brink of eviction to maintain housing and to have a warm, safe place for themselves and their families. So there's quite a bit that happens at the Salvation Army that a lot of people don't know about. And so the Red Kettle campaign helps to continue these programs without interruption.
Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I'm just going to say that I'm glad you mentioned that, or you asked that question, because if you ask somebody on the street, what is your connotation of Salvation Army? And they say, oh, they're wonderful. Well, do you know what they do? No. And so this is what they do. And it's ongoing, year-round servicing the community and kids.
You know, I told you before, I looked it up on Charity Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys ever look yourself up on there?
I haven't, yeah, but I take your word for it.
Yeah, well, I'm about to look it up, and I've got so many things on my thing here. I was going to, while I'm looking it up, how many red kettles you have out there around the Racine?
So we have Red Kettles at about 14 stores. And so the community may notice that some of our locations have been unattended. And that's not intentional. Once again, we've had a shortage on both volunteers and those who come alongside to support through paid employment during the season. And so we've had to approach this year strategically and kind of place our ringers at locations where we know the community frequents and where we can best, garner their support for the Red Kettle.
Now, there's two places that you can have your group or individually sign up to help us ring the bell. Visit registering.com. You don't even have to call, but you can. The Salvation Army phone number is 262-632-3147. So either way, if you have a group, a church group, a civic group that want to volunteer, we'd certainly love to hear from you.
Here's something you rarely see on Charity Navigator. This Charity Navigator, no matter what the charity is, they go through all the 401... paperwork on charities. They do it all. They have it all published here. So no matter what charity there is, if it's a real legitimate charity, it will be here on Charity Navigator. And they rate it on several things, like how much of the money is going to where it's supposed to go, how much money goes to administration. And there's got to be administration costs. It happens.
Absolutely.
Here's something you rarely see with the Salvation Army. 100% rating on Charity Navigator.
Yeah.
And that just tells them that the money's going to where it's supposed to go to. There's a couple of 94%, a couple of, I'm just, These are numbers you don't see anywhere else. Yeah. Now, what they do is they do the each individual Salvation Armies across the country, mm-hmm. the cities, but overall, 100% rating. That's unheard of with Charity Navigator.
Yeah, what a lot of people aren't aware of is that on national average, about 87 cents of every dollar donated to the Salvation Army goes back to support the community. That 13 cent, as you said, goes to support overhead and administrative costs. We have employees with families. We have lights. We have gas. We have bills that need to be paid. And so the Salvation Army takes has really good margins for donations in the amount that goes back out to the community. I mean, we often hear of people's thoughts and opinions about what we do, where the money goes. But in a sense of transparency, majority of what is donated to the Salvation Army goes back to support the community.
That's what Charity Navigator said on there, too. Most of the money goes to where it's supposed to go.
Absolutely.
There are some bad charities on there, too. And it's not you guys, but there are some bad ones where like 40 or 30% of the money goes where it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And but they'll point that out, too. But when the guy was in here from Charity Navigator, he said they're number one, Salvation Army.
Awesome.
You guys do a good job. Now, you said the bell, some of the bell ringers, they're indoors. You don't have any outdoor people this time of year, do you?
We do.
Oh!
Historically, the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign was an outdoor campaign.
It's a street corner.
Yes. And so we're thankful that a lot of our stores allow us to ring inside of the vestibule.
Yeah.
There are one or two places due to contractual obligations who have require us to ring outside. And so we try to staff those as much as we can. But we are also mindful of our ringers and the elements and wanting them to be safe. And out of harm's way as well.
Just put some long johns on those heated socks.
Right, bundle up, you know, a couple layers, you know.
Return to Captain Eddie Williams of the Salvation Army and the Advisory Board Chairman Randy Savaglio. You got a match coming up, huh?
We do.
A match means for every dollar you get another dollar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how's this match working?
No, you get $2.
$2? It's better than I thought.
If you give $1, that means you're giving $3.
Oh, that's great.
In the column.
Even better. Let's talk about that.
So Fisk, the Johnson family and Fisk Johnson have supported the Salvation Army with the match day over the last 13 years. And so the last 5 years, Fisk, out of his personal philanthropy, has been extremely generous and has supported match day here at the Salvation Army. It's a time that a lot of members of the community look forward to. We often hear at the Red Kettle sites about how they're waiting for match day. And so this year, Fisk is graciously sponsoring a double match. So like Randy said, if you donate $1 to the Red Kettle, that becomes $2 with Fisk, which overall brings in $3 for us to use for our programs and services. And so it's a moment in our fundraising season that really pushes us even further toward our finish line. And so that's happening this Saturday, December 20th, at all locations throughout Racine, Caledonia, and Mount Pleasant.
Now, I don't want to forget about this, so I want to mention it now before I do forget. You actually are the pastor at a service every Sunday morning at the Salvation Army headquarters here in Racine.
Yes, every Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:45. We have worship at 10:45. I lead both of those. Bible study on Wednesdays. We have a very small women's fellowship group that meets that I also lead in addition to leading the team and the work of the Salvation Army. Yeah, so my plate is always full, and I love it. But
well, you're both feet in on this thing. Huh?
Yeah.
And the captain is an ordained minister.
Yes. Legally, well, yeah.
Good. How long have you been with the Salvation Army?
So I've been in this capacity as a Salvation Army pastor going on 9 years. But like I mentioned last time we were here, I grew up attending the Salvation Army for church, summer camp. I learned how to play brass. It's been a generational foundation for my family for a number of years. And so my leadership as a Salvation Army officer comes from my experiences in receiving help with food pantry and housing assistance, receiving toys through the Angel Tree program. And so my perspective is one of experience. And I want people to know that the Salvation Army is so much more than a thrift store and helping people with food and paying their rent. But our mission is simple, to serve God and to love others and to love God and to serve others. And so that's what I want to get across here in Racine.
Now, Where's the thrift store located?
So there's a thrift store at the corner of Washington and Ohio. But the thrift store does not fund the work of the Salvation Army in Racine. The thrift store in Racine supports addiction recovery ministries at our rehabilitation center in Waukegan, Illinois. And so when you shop there, the funds go to help those who are breaking the chains of addiction, particularly substance abuse, to help them live free and redeem lives in Jesus.
Oh, right over here, Ohio and
yeah, Washington. By the old Shopko, yep.
Oh, is that where? Oh, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And now I know where it is. Right, where I was thinking the other side of the street. Yeah, right near the old Shopko. Yep. Hey, Randy, how did you get involved with the Salvation Army?
Well, you talk about generations. My father was on the board for many, many years, and I've been on the board for, I don't know, I forgot how many years. So giving back to the community is what it's all about. And like you said, for that, what they do and what they represent and what they give back to the community is why I've been involved with Salvation Army.
And you were involved in that. Randy and I go to the same church together, Racine Bible Church, every yes. Sunday. You're involved in that, too, with everything going on there.
There's always something to do, always something to give back.
And you're involved there. You're regularly in our show. One time you parked the cars. You were the valet. Parking cars. See, I couldn't do that because if somebody shows up with a manual stick shift, I couldn't do it. I never drove one of those before.
It was a challenge at Three Below.
Yes. And you're also involved in the Pace Setters, which is, how do I politely say this?
Seniors group. Mature, not pacemakers, pace setters.
Pace setters, I'm sorry. What did I say? Pacemakers? It shows you what's on my mind. The pace setters. And you guys put on a good program every month. And except for now, you have to wait till April because during the winter you take hiatus there. And I got to say, if you just show up to the pace setters, you pay for a nice meal. It's really always a good meal. And you get a speaker. Different things.
You spoke with us once.
I did movies.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of fun.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. And they served popcorn when I was speaking there. And I had to warn everybody, if anybody throws any popcorn at me, we have ushers. We'll throw you right out of this and you'll never be allowed back in this theater again. So that was it. And you had one the other day at Pace Setters. Say pacemakers, pace setters. You had the Madrigal Singers from Horlick High School in. That was really nice.
It was at Infusino's Banquet Hall. Yeah, it was very delightful.
Let's talk about one more time the Red Kettle donations and all the programs they're supporting.
Yeah, so all of your donations that we receive in the Red Kettle support our food pantry, our youth feeding programs, the Healthy Kids Diner and Weekend Food Sacks, our back to school backpack and hygiene, Pathway of Hope, which is a case management initiative created to help families overcome barriers to poverty and to find stability and self sufficiency, our Angel Tree and Toy Shop, where this week actually we'll be giving over 1,000 children Christmas gifts. And so we're excited for that day of ministry.
1,000.
Yeah, over 1,000. And we've had a lot of companies and businesses and individual donors who have supported toy and food drives. The community who's purchased gifts from our Angel Tree at the Walmart Market on Washington and Mount Pleasant. So all of those things will go to the families who have signed up and bring Christmas joy to their homes this season. Obviously, donations also support our housing assistance program to help those on the brink of eviction and then our community outreach. And so all of your donations go to support such a wonderful organization and people who are really being the hands and feet of Jesus and serving the best that we can. And so we need your help for match day. If you go to registertoring.com or call the Salvation Army, ask us about what we have available for bell ringing. We want to take, I don't want to say advantage, but we really want to maximize this gift that we are receiving from Fisk Johnson for another year. And so we're looking for a great turnout. And obviously, all donations are doubled up to the first 50,000. And so we really want to get in there, do what we can, so that way we have the support to resource the community greater in 2026.
And it's also tax deductible.
Yes.
That also helps. Now, real quickly, after the 24th, the Red Kettle campaign is over.
Right.
What about the rest of the year up until next Christmas?
Well, the Salvation Army has a saying that need knows no season. And while the holidays can be extremely difficult for many families, need exists at any other time throughout the year. And so the Salvation Army is always open and seeking gifts of financial donations, gift in kind of food, hygiene products, things of that nature that we can use to support our families and individuals in our community year round. So giving doesn't have to stop on December 24th. Giving is a year round opportunity to support the work that we do here.
And it goes back into our community.
Opportunity. I like that. It's an opportunity for people to help. That's really good. I like that. Yeah. And of course, Randy, you use that in the real estate all the time. It's an opportunity. Everything's well, and so I want to thank you both.
Thank you.
Randy Zavaglio.
Thank you.
He's the advisory board chairman for the Salvation Army, amongst a million other things he does in life. Makes me feel guilty for sitting on my couch watching Dateline reruns.
Yeah.
you guys are out working. And, of course, Captain Eddie Williams, who's devoted his entire life to the Salvation Army.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, we're also looking for advisory board members. Shameless plug. Community-oriented people who obviously love Jesus and have a heart for service. I mean, so you can contact the Salvation Army, and we'd love to meet with you and
Or call me.
Yeah, call Randy.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. It's not a huge commitment, and I'm not trying to overstate it. but we do need people on the board.
All right. And how do they contact you?
They can call me 262-994-2738.
Any hour of the day or night?
Yes, night, no.
I take messages.
I just like people's response when I say that. They want to say yes, but they don't want to say yes. Thank you guys very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it.